We could also potentially do. Or are you gonna with Survivor tonight?
You're about to be dolphins? Yeah, what is that?
My plans were tonight. I will more than likely be in bed when you get home.
Alright, well, fuck it. Hey, everybody, it's Spy vs. Spy Podcast.
Round two, motherfuckers.
What do you mean by that?
I mean,
round four. It's the fourth day of the
week. That's what I meant. Oh, I thought it was Tuesday. I was looking at my calendar and it had the little. You know, because like, there's like the TU and there's the TH, you know? Like, suh, seh. They should have. I think back when they were setting that shit up, they should have given each day its own fucking letter.
Yeah, but Saturday, Sunday.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's also fucked.
Let's see, French. Oh, French has a double.
Yeah.
What is it in Spanish? Do you know?
No.
You know, I
do I look Spanish?
Well,
there's this commercial for Muzzy, you know, which is like the DVD language learning system. It's like fucking $800 or something. And and there's these kids, and they're like speaking Spanish, and then this woman, you know, walks in front of
$800?
It's crazy. Yeah, it's like.
Does it come with its own special player?
No. It's a lot of DVDs, but it's also a lot of fucking ripoff. Mm. They got the shit at the library, so maybe I'll just I'll send you all the Rapid Share link later. No,
get the Rapanese tapes.
Yeah. But the you know those commercials where it's like something's happening and then someone like walks in front of the camera as though they're like standing in that room and the people are ignoring this announcer that walks up, you know? Like dramatization.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yes. This woman walks up in front of the camera, she's like, "These children are speaking Spanish. But they're not Spanish. They're American." Like, okay.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Because nobody speaks anything but English in
That's
America.
Right, no American.
Well,
no,
sorry.
No, you go to school to learn to speak English.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. You learn American from TV.
That's right. I did. That's how comes I don't spunk. Spunk.
There you spunk. Go. I learned it from you, Dad.
Spunk versus spunk. I totally did. Man, my dad makes words up all the time. He's always like...
No, I can tell. I remember from that one show that when you phoned him up, it was like two Phils talking to each other.
That was madness.
In fact, I think that might have been a lie that it was your dad. I think it was you with some fucking...
No, it's been a lie this whole time that I'm not my dad.
You pitch shifted it or something?
Yeah.
And you made... Because he's... Right. You know, he's got a manlier voice than you.
Well, he's... Yeah. More.
He's technically manlier than you are.
Yeah, I suppose. A little bit.
He's more man. He's more man than machine.
Dad? At this point, yeah. But just wait.
He's gonna get
the machine bits gonna catch up.
Get a couple buttons on his chest. Yep. Little switches. Toggles.
That's dumb. They should have put that shit behind the cape.
I know. What the
At least put a cape over that shit. Or just worn a little bib over it. You know?
Something.
For those of you who don't know, there's a little film franchise.
Oh, man, imagine explaining Star Wars to somebody.
Oh, jeez. I know, it's like explaining a sunset to a blind guy, right?
Did you even have to... Hold on. Now, when you had...
My wife.
Now, my wife. Now, when you have... When you were presented with a baby boy...
Yes.
Back in the day, back when he never used to be a little dude, and he was a pooter. Yeah. Did you have to teach him what Star Wars was, or did he eventually just know?
What?
What Star Wars was.
Ooh... Ooh, his first exposure to Star Wars was probably a commercial for a toy lightsaber. And he's like, that's
see,
cool.
See, you probably had nothing to do with it.
No, I did. That was one of my big, like, gonna be a father moments. I was like, fuck, I hope he likes Star Wars. God, if he doesn't like Star Wars, what am I gonna do?
I'm gonna have to learn about baseball.
I'm not gonna fucking get into Battlestar Galactica, okay? I'm not gonna fuck around with...
Kids prefer. In a blind
yeah,
test,
totally.
You know, kids prefer Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, no, I was definitely, like, you know... sweating it a little bit, but then now that he's sampled some of the you know the classics.
Boy, I hope he likes Star Wars and doesn't turn out to be a nerd.
Oh God, you know, if only.
Yeah.
No, he's all about the new trilogy though. He's, no.
Oh
yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
No, not really. He hasn't.
But I guess
he hasn't seen any of it yet.
I guess they did. They probably did a good job on. I don't actually know, but they probably did a good job on the new trilogy, making it so that kids will like it. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
And, I mean, that's what it obviously was all about, was, you know, making it...
For a new generation. I mean,
yeah. And we all like, oh, that's fucking bullshit, and they did a shitty job. But they probably did a really good job of... They probably did lots of, you know, testing, marketing...
Only time will tell, man.
Yeah.
I wonder how you get in on the...
But, how do
No, he hasn't
I?
Seen them yet. He's seen a couple Clone Wars as cartoons.
I have never seen any of those. I hear they're quite
they're
good.
They're pretty sweet, yeah.
I don't really like Star Wars, though. I don't care
they're pretty good. They're not that bad. You know. That's a voice you can trust. That's a voice that, like, that speaks quality right there. You know that it's good.
Really?
Oh, you know, I think it was.
The wispy voice with no bottom end, the all mid
Like, if you're going to go buy a car,
Yeah, when an older man has that voice, it's like, and it's not, because like, okay, when guys smoke their entire life, their voice just gets deeper. It gets that, like, all lower end. That's an unreal voice. That's all, like, it's all airy, but all low end. Yeah. That voice fucking makes me, I feel, when I hear that voice, I feel that in my stomach. Like, it you know, ruptures
is
my
bowels. Is that where your voice comes from?
The diaphragm. No. Not when I'm making
Allison,
it.
Allison, don't take that chair upstairs. Hey, Spencer. Come get this chair, man. Use your He-Man muscle skills. And your Skeletor back.
Fisto. Don't fist on your sister. Hey, how's it going? Furniture moving going on. Hello?
And we're back.
Aw, harsh.
I forgot.
No, you're talking about how like you feel old man's voices in your guts.
Oh yeah. When I hear that, it's just like, yeah, I don't know. But that the voice that's all
take it up.
Good, here, take it up a notch.
The voice that's all mid range is like more like inhuman or something.
Okay, not to turn this into the freaking I've got kids show, but I was taking the kids to one of the classes, you know,
into
the class.
Yes.
The other week.
Sure.
The teacher.
It's like day camp kind of deal.
It's just like it was messy yard fun and nature babies. Anyway, nature babies. Right. The teacher, you know, not that these people are teachers anyway, because like my brother's girlfriend does it and I found it like.
Right, of course.
She's just like
teacher. She was blonde, big teeth, Russian.
No.
Romanian.
No, she she had this voice. It was like this just honking mid range, gravelly kind of kind of voice, you know. And she's reading this book to babies in this fucking little concrete room. And it's just like into a butterfly, you know.
Yeah.
It was horrid,
gargling ass.
Yeah, and I just wanted to be like, lady, you got no business reading books to babies, hey, you know.
Yeah,
it's horrible. But you know, how do you, you know, I wasn't just gonna walk out, you know. Mm-hmm. Just throw some diapers on the floor and be like, hey, take that, bitch, you know? But, like, it was just...
Yeah, it's funny when people's voices have, like, you can tell they have too much of one frequency or something, and it doesn't sound right, and it's, I don't know.
And I don't think they know, because, like, you know, if you got, you know, you can't smell your breath, you know?
True.
I suppose you can smell your BO once it really starts coming on there, but, you know, maybe you don't realize, you know?
The trick is to have some coffee beans in your pocket.
Really? Not coffee beans excreted by a small raccoon-like animal, though.
I guess not.
Because you know.
Please.
My coffee.
You guys ever notice this? You
drink the shit coffee?
No. Imagine if an audience is just like, no.
No. Never fucking heard of that.
Don't know what you mean.
Please explain. I've never been on one of those jets.
No.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Did not. Oh, yeah.
That would be, you know.
What's a hotel?
I suppose it'd be good if you had an act with planted hecklers, maybe would be fun. I don't know.
That's that might be a new format, new genre, something like a troupe. You know, like it'd be like a stand-up comedy troupe, but only one of them is on stage.
Yeah,
be like performance art.
The rest are like dedicated hecklers.
Sketch sort of thing.
There could be fisticuffs.
And it would, because you could really do a lot more with the format of stand-up comedy. I mean, comedy.
Yeah.
If there's other people, like if you, it's like, I was gonna say breaking the fourth wall, but that doesn't make any sense.
Right, but no.
But it's kind of true, because when someone's performing at you, like, you're basically, there's no screen, but you are behind a protective barrier
Shut up.
You know, distance. Yeah.
Do not talk back.
Yeah. Yeah, that is kind
of weird. You're, like, paying to not be part of a conversation?
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Maybe that can be another format genre breaker thing, is going into a small room with a stand-up comic and he starts doing his act and you're allowed to respond and have a conversation.
That'd be a weird focus group, huh?
Kind of like, I guess, like kind of like when they go on the radio or on a talk show or something like that, and they do, part of it is some bits from their act and part of it is them just riffing on whatever, and part of it is just talking about, I recently had kids and I don't know. And but going in with like some of your friends, just like a group of four or five, going in with a stand-up comic and just like hanging out with them, sort of, and just, you know, rapping.
Yeah. That would be shit. People would pay fucking good money for that. Wouldn't you?
It would be something.
If like you and a couple chums could just go sit in a room and like, there you go, you guaranteed a half hour to fucking talk to Patton Oswalt, you know?
Mm-hmm. And like, if you don't really have much to say, he's just gonna do his act, but you can stop him anytime and be like, hey, what about
now,
this?
Now, what did you mean by...
Everyone's taking notes, it's like a seminar.
Totally.
But it could be something like that, right?
How much would you pay?
Jeez, well, I don't know. I don't really know how much it costs to go to a regular
comic book. No, no, you figure $10.
$15, $20
Maybe, yeah. A good one.
Well, I don't know. Okay, well, say if you were really into it and you weren't just one of those people who are like, hey, let's go see a comedy show.
Someone you're really into. And you get to bring, you know, it's like, it's a group. You know, you can say you get to bring, it's yourself and four or five friends, you know.
$60
ahead. $60 ahead.
I don't know, but I guess that doesn't really, they make more money getting 100 people to pay $10.
I suppose, but then see, they could do that during the day.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, maybe I would pay more than that, but it's kind of hard to say, like, I'm going to an hour-long, like, event. I don't think I'd really want to spend more than $60 for an hour of entertainment if it was an hour.
Buck a minute, though. You'd have to really pack that shit in.
It's true.
Okay, what if it was Jim Belushi and Otis Farley?
I don't know who that is.
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley's brother?
Mm-hmm.
Really? The one who was on that boy
Some
band?
Guy? With buck teeth? With that real hairy face? Shiny back? You know? Gills? No, but like someone you're not that into. Would you be into that? Jeff Foxworthy. Go sit in a room with fucking Jeff Foxworthy and like just uncomfortable silence.
Well, I don't know. It might be good though.
So in what ways might I be a redneck? You know, just take a look at me and maybe if you could just tell me in what fashion you think I may in fact be a redneck. And what opportunities might I have for getting R done? Are you that get R done guy? I mean, he gets that shit all the time.
Yep. Fuck.
No, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah. I'd be into that. I think I would be more into going and hanging out with like a celebritant that I wasn't really that into, you know?
But that, do you think they might get really bummed out about that, you know? Like, oh, I'm going to fucking hang out with these losers. But if you make it, if it's expensive, though, like, you're going to weed out people who don't really give a shit.
Oh, like that
know?
Prince concert that was like fucking $3,000 a ticket?
I don't live in Minnesota.
Well, there was a Prince concert. I don't think it was even in Minnesota, but it was $3,000 a ticket. $3,000. But then he goes and flips the script on you, because what he does, fucking, his concert's $3,000, right?
He gives you the guitar, and he's in the audience.
In America. Prince guitars you for audience. No, he, it's $3,000 for his show, right? But then he fucking, his new record, he gave it away in the fucking London Mail, the fucking newspaper there. Yeah.
What?
Last Sunday's newspaper.
What do you mean?
The fucking record was in last Sunday's...
It had a download code for
no,
the site?
No, fucking disc in the paper, man.
Full page ad. It just says, Demon
right. Or like the fucking...
He's been giving shit away for free for a long time. He just didn't know it.
No, it's like that Onion headline. Wah. It's like, Demo!
Oh, yes, yes.
Hyphen.
Yes, yep. C page. Yeah.
But, No, he fucking gave the record away, you know, intentionally. And, you know...
Because he already made his money.
Exactly. But, you know, of course, the industry jerks are all up in a hubbub. They're like, well, when you devalue your music to that point, you're just saying that it's really not worth anything.
But did they listen to the album before they made that comment? Because maybe it wasn't worth it.
I don't know. The new single's pretty good.
Oh.
It's got, like, you know? It's not too bad. He's playing some guitar in it. In fact, the song's called Fucking Guitar or whatever, and so is the record. Which is good. People don't realize what a great guitar player Prince is. You know, people don't realize.
Oh, he's excellent.
He tears the shit up on the fretboard. Anyway, you know? You know,
not going to pretend to be a fan of the Prince.
I'm not a huge fan of the Prince. I'm not even a minor fan of the Prince. I had, you know, his hometown heroism or whatever, but...
I do like his mustache.
I am thinking... Okay, you know, last year I did that Skeezy Jim Jalopy record? For Christmas?
Shh, dude. People think...
No one thinks that's real.
Okay, fine. Yes, I do remember that. You want to do Prince covers?
No, I'm going to. I was going to do the following year's performance there, because it'll be like the... Or I was going to do like the 20th anniversary one or whatever.
Reunion tour?
Yeah. But I was going to do When Doves Cry. But Christmas it up a little bit, like pretty much interject Santa Claus, as though the song's being sung to Santa Claus. Yeah, so it'll be a good time. All I was right. working on that in the car the other night. Yeah.
Sure. All right. You want to give
us a No. Y'all can imagine.
Well, then why'd you fucking bring it up, asshole?
Is it like that? Is that the way we do this now?
Usually.
Fuck. Harsh.
No, sorry. Yeah, well, I haven't, you know.
You tired? Did you work real late last night on Wednesday?
Not really.
Because now that it's Thursday, boy, last night I had some wild times.
I got, I got this other thing lined up.
You got other things lined up?
I don't know. I got... it might be
Yeah. Job update.
Bup-date. I don't want to, not that I'm going to jinx it, I don't believe in jinxing shit, but, like, I don't know. I don't really know what's going on, but, yeah, no, I might have a magazine job coming. I don't know if there's going to be any money in there or not, is the thing. So, I need to find out what the score is. I'm going to meet with peoples and whatnots, and then I will be able to determine if I need to adjust my other working hours and stuff. And so,
I hope you get to adjust them all the way off. Cool.
That would be something.
Death of the podcast, though.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
No.
If we start working opposite hours, forget it.
Well, it won't really be opposite hours. No, I think if it turns out to be anything, it won't be like a steady. I think it'll be kind of
90 hours a week. 90 hours a week.
Work on some. Don't know. I don't know. I'll have to find out and see how much work it's going to be and how much money it's going to be. But
it's going to be like, okay, yeah, Brian, there's really only 15 hours a week what you can do, but we need you to work full-time, so we've set up a simulation coal mine in the basement, and we expect you to mine coal for the remaining 25 hours a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you know, they know you're dedicated. Sweet. They don't want you moonlighting, so they got to keep you busy.
As long as they simulate it with a Wii controller.
Oh, shit.
I will do it.
Sit in a lawn chair, fucking air pick axing.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Why not? I can say, like, hey, look, I'm getting some exercise. Yeah. I'm an optimist.
Fight the urge.
Am I? I don't. Am I? What?
Pessimist Prime. Dumb. They should have a grave digging game for the Wii. Grave Robin. That'd be sweet.
Would it be a guy called Robin? Or a girl?
No,
maybe?
You know they got. Jason Todd came back as Grave Robin in DC Comics.
No, yeah. Really? Yeah. For real?
That's his name, okay. Fucking Grave Robin. Yeah.
No
yeah,
way.
So dumb. Yeah.
What? Dean, how could you invent that?
I know.
Dean, I'm talking to you. Answer me right now.
Deed. Yeah.
Offended.
No, they did though. No, okay, make it like a kind of like Crazy Taxi. You know, you gotta go point to point and everything, you know, and you collect the.
In a hearse?
I guess, yeah. But yeah, in the graveyard, and you go from the graveyard, and you do a little wee digging, you know, like, scooping the air, you know.
What if it was, take it further, and you go around shooting people, but then you have to bury the bodies?
Okay, all right.
Bodies. I was reading something about this, how, like, the genesis of bodies disappearing in video games. Like, and when it started out, it's because they didn't fucking have the memory and the gigawatts to keep piles of bodies around. They had to make them disappear so you could, you know, have more graphics come on the screen and not fucking slow down the shit. But now, like, they have the technology where everything you kill, the body could stick around, but things just still disappeared. This is, you know, it's for, like, keeps things tidy and also probably less kind of morbid and...
Yeah, you don't want to be thinking about it. Effect.
No, but they kind of should, though, in, like,
games. You kill a guy and then, like, you know, you can, like, rummage through his pockets, and then you open his wallet, and there's, like, pictures of his wife and his kids and stuff, you know? And it's, like,
yeah,
his to-do
the body
list
just,
for
like,
the day.
It stays,
like, take Janie to get braces tightened, and you let her ride
exactly.
a pony. And, you know?
No, they should do that, I think. I think there should be a game where that happens. Like, everything stays.
Operation Guilt.
And, like, yeah, and, like, Grand Theft Auto or some shit, when you, like, crash up some cars and run away, those cars are still there, like, the entire time
you
play the game. Or, like, for X amount of hours, and then you come back and there's cleanup crews, like, you know, the tow truck comes and, like, pulls it away and stuff, and so eventually it does go away, but, like, it's there for a while, and, like, yeah, bodies stay around. Or if you're in a secluded location and no one can take bodies away. But,
they start to
you're going on a killing spree, and ambulance and paramedics show up to, like, take the bodies away and stuff, and you're, like,
but what if you could play as, like, the city workers and the ambulance and stuff, too?
Oh,
like,
Christ.
Well, yeah, that'd be awesome.
They would do that. If that was a Grand Theft Auto, that would be like a mini game where you become a paramedic and you gotta take
police. Yeah. Or fucking put up police
and then
tape.
You can. And then, yeah. And then you do the grave digging mini game.
Chalk outlining.
Yeah. Sure.
Sounds good. Let's get on it. Let's do it.
Okay, write it up.
Can you imagine if we took all the hours that we spent on the podcast now and applied that to like making a video game?
We would have an idea.
Just might have something fleshed out, idea-wise.
I don't know how to make video games, just by the way. I don't know how to do that.
You just gotta plug the controller in backwards.
Yeah?
Yeah, you just put all your sprites on a disc there and boot that into your PlayStation Master Edition, and then, and then, you know, you push a button and it's like, what are you trying to do? And you just, from the little drop-down box, you say, walk. And then, you know, open a thing, you know? That's all there is to it. It's easy to buy. Isn't there someone who's a video game tester?
Well, how come more people
Jess
don't do it?
Jess Fink's a video game tester, didn't she? That was like 2 years ago, I guess. I don't know what anyone does now. But.
She was working for a game company, but I think she was doing some...
Oh, she was doing art, huh?
Like some art stuff for it, yeah. That she, I think, hated. But
I thought there was somebody in the universe that was a video game tester, but maybe I made that position up. Maybe that's not a real job.
It is, and I bet it's not as good as people
think. No, I bet it's super frustrating. Like, okay, walk every fucking square inch of this horrible 3D fucking Crash Bandicoot.
Make sure your guy doesn't... Oh, fuck. Or, like, some shitty, like, cricket game or something, you know?
Yeah, cricket.
And you're like, I don't really know the rules of cricket.
So, it's fine. Works great. Cricket. No, I played a bunch. No, I did. No, I really did. No, I played the shit out of it.
Whenever, like, shitty games come out, it's because, like, the playtester just couldn't handle it anymore. And, like, oh, I guess it's good. They didn't come back with any
Dude, bugs. Can you imagine, like, going to your fucking video game testing job and, like, sneaking away to go read a book on the can? You know?
You go in the bathroom and it's just Game Boys, like, stacked up.
Yeah, right. No, you'd fucking...
Oh, well, while you're in there, why not try out some of our Game Boy titles?
No, you're, like, fucking secretly, like, doing your taxes or, like, you know. I suppose, wait, do you guys... You got that? You know what that is? Yeah.
Taxes?
How does it go?
In theory.
What do you do?
Write amount of things.
That's it? I pledge zero. Is that...
I don't know. I don't pay taxes. What are you talking about?
No. Of course not. What?
Because I'm a criminal. Ooh.
Really? You download your taxes?
Yeah.
No, what is the scoop there? Is it the same deal? You guys got an annual thing where you got to figure out all the shit you made and all the money you spent and all your receipts and sort through and things and you know, parcel all out. And you get rebates, right? Then this is the same deal? You guys copying us? What the fuck?
Well, it's kind of the same, except that our money goes to things like healthcare.
Ooh.
And then we can go to our hospital. We're sick.
And what kind of bombs do they make at the hospital? At this hospital. I didn't know. I didn't know how you guys did that.
What is the hospital?
Totally. What percent milk does she drink? I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
100% milk.
She usually drinks most of it.
She's chewing some right now. Why don't you test it out?
100% milk fat? What would that be like?
She drinks a bottle of fucking cottage cheese every morning. Like chocolate cottage cheese. Ovaltine and cottage cheese. Ovaltine and cottage cheese! Hold on a second. No, I don't really have any cottage cheese. I'll lemon up some milk, though.
Not rad.
Yeah, it curls the milk right away. Yeah.
Remen.
Remenact? You know, The Fall's got, like, their 26th album coming out? The Fall does? The Fall.
The Fall Guy?
There's The Fall Guy, who's, like, the original.
Coming this summer, The Fall.
The Fall? The Bus. I still want to see that show. I still want to see that show. What was it called again? Route 4?
Train 48.
Route 4?
Train 48.
Train 48.
Yeah, I wonder if you can find some fact.
I haven't found shit. All I found is people dissing it. That's all I found. I really don't. I can't believe it. That's
probably why you can't find anything about it.
I don't know. There's a lot of that other shit people don't like on the thing. You know?
Oh, it's been canceled.
Yeah. Yep. This shit was on for like, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, something like that? Yeah,
probably. I don't know. I just didn't pay attention to
That's
it.
That's crazy.
All. It was a piece of crap.
I don't doubt it, but I still. I just have to experience the crap. You know? It's like. Okay, it was my idea, right? Like, independent of knowing about the show, I had the idea of the show. So then I could be like, okay, so I had the idea, and I gave it to a network, and they're like, okay, well, we're gonna tool this up. We're gonna figure out exactly what direction we want to go with this. And you stay on as a consultant, and they, like, didn't consult me, you know? So then I could, like, pretend that this was my show that I made up, and I could be like, you bastards!
That's right, it would have been good if they had someone as consultant.
What do you say? Okay, you gonna go see The Simpsons tonight?
Go back in time.
You gonna go see The Simpsons movie tonight? I think he comes out tonight.
Fuck
my butt with a rock. I guess I won't go see it then. I thought why this restroom shit was like, shit's coming out in 2 days. But it could have been a...
Really? Maybe like advanced screening?
Maybe it's
something?
America. Yeah.
Okay, look it up.
Go ahead and fucking foil my dick.
Put foil on it? July 27th. Release date July 27th, Canada. So, fuck. Oh, USA, July 21st. Springfield, Vermont premiere.
Yeah, because USA, they won the thing.
They takes place.
No,
in Vermont,
they won the contest of which Springfield is the most Springfieldian, and so they made this like a video Montague of like, look how much like Simpsons characters we can talk like, and so they won. You know. What are you gonna do?
You know what? I haven't seen any trailers or anything for this.
Are you serious?
Movie. I know nothing about it really, other than it's coming out. And you know what's weird is that, like, because of that, I'm not excited for it. Like, I'll watch it, but I'm not, like, I'm not stoked because I don't really. I just know that there is a Simpsons movie. To me, it's like. It's like that has just been announced as an idea. Like, oh, did you hear they're making a Simpsons movie? That's kind of what's in my head right now. Like, oh, they're working on that. And I don't, as far as I know, like, there is nothing of it. But I know it's coming out soon. I'll go see it. I mean, they must have been saving up all their good jokes for the last 5 years for it.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, good. Well, I'll see you there.
Well, do you disagree?
What?
They didn't save all their A material for the movie? They're like, we're making a movie. Save all
I hope they reuse some jokes from the old seasons.
Everyone's forgotten since then.
Well, they're all dead. I mean, fuck, it's a long ass time ago. I think about what a little shit pants I was when The Simpsons first came on. I was like, man.
I saw a dude wearing one of those old, long, old school bootleg style Bart Simpson Don't Have a Cow
t-shirts. The Rasta one, Don't Have a Cow Mon. I fucking love that one.
It wasn't that one. Or it may have been a cowabunga dude surfing one or something like that. Awesome. Or a Karumba or something. And I was talking and just how that kind of shit, those should be coming back in a big way, is what I was saying, like, not too long ago. And then I saw my first one. I saw a dude wearing the old style, like, 1991, like, big baggy, like, would have gone down to your knees as a kid t-shirt. And, like, Bart Simpson in a blue t-shirt. So but, yeah, I hope people start bringing those back. Don't have
I remember when that bootleg Simpsons shirt thing was, you know, hubbub and whatnot. And I'd see them, you know, at a place.
I remember getting one made.
And I'd be like, well, how can it be bootleg? Dad, it's got the little copyright thing right on there. Well, how could it be a bootleg? It's got
That's right. It has Matt Groening's signature. Or back then, as he was known, Matt Groening.
No, I always knew. He had a little pronunciation guide in one of the little Life and Hell books. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't remember when it was. But, yeah, I remember thinking I was like Mr. Hot Shit, because I knew it was, like, Groening, like, way back. And everyone else was like, what the fuck are you talking about? My Little Pony.
Howdy.
All right.
Yeah, well, send in your questions and comments.
Postcard.
Don't forget to get your animals spayed or neutered.
Yep, and keep your noodles out for a new spitamp on the dusky horizons, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Well, you better not be fucking yanking your chain on that shit. I better be real.
Dude, I put a lot of work into... clicking the one little checkbox to add Robert Newsom's show to webpage, and I clicked yes, and then that was a tough click. So don't let that go to waste, there,
Robert. That's right.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it though. I can't wait.
You should just
what's the new theme? What's the new, you know? It's like maybe there's no theme. That's fine. Maybe it's all metal.
I like the themes.
Yeah, some of those songs are so fucking good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like
what?
Yeah.
Oh,
the end.
You want to do a music show? No?
Nope.
Because we don't have to. Okay. Exactly. Sounds good. All right, well, calling all guest hosts. Hook up. Together.
What?
Huh?
What for? What?
Well, maybe we could take a couple days off. Wouldn't that be nice? What if we had, like, all guest hosts and it was, like, two guest hosts, like, people who didn't, like, you know, it was, like, combinations of, like, God, what if we could pull that shit off, you know?
John Hill and, Patrick Dean? On a show. Patrick Dean, Dean Tripp, Greg Dean.
You're right.
Kane.
Jimmy Dean. No, I think, wouldn't that be cool though?
Yeah.
If the audience would just like co-intermingle and like. Let me see how many possible shows that is.
Okay, guys, if you want to do it, and you think, well, I don't know if it'll be any good, don't worry about it, because we don't, so...
Go for it. Do it. If we can do it, why can't you?
If we decided, well, geez, man, I don't know if the show's any good, maybe it's not worth sharing with people. If we ever said that...
We've done that.
Then...
My recycle bin stretched to the gills.
That's right. That's right, you still have them.
No. I do have, two. Yeah. I have two aborted shows.
Do you have two? Oh, really?
They're bad.
We should release those as a special April Fool's joke.
Talking about stuff that's coming out soon. Blue Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Alright, well, anyway, we should jet.
Spore?
Dude. Spore. Fuck, Simpsons game for the DS looks so good. Okay, sorry. I just need that. Oh, it looks so good. It's fucking side-scroller. It looks fucking... It looks so good.
Dude, I don't know why anyone cares about that shit.
What? Games? Side-scrolling?
Don't make a game and...
What? Tie-ins?
Slapping like
No, it's not like that, dude. It's not like that. It's not like they took fucking Crash Bandicoot and was like fucking switched everyone over to, you know, to the Disco Stew.
Right.
No, this is just some ground up shit. Jimmy Dean ground up shit.
Okay.
Alright, we should really hit the trail.
Wrapped in a pancake.
Yeah, and people are never gonna catch up if we keep doing long shows.
Oh dude, okay, I'll play this one at 1.5 speed.
Is it?
Alright.
Catch it fresh. Enough G.I. Joe these past couple shows. Needs more G.I. Joe.